This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With the obligatory disclaimer here that governments are not businesses and should definitely not be run as if they were, there is some truth in the idea with which we opened today, that global central banks have basically been having trouble meeting their performance targets. The proximate cause of that idea was news from the European Central Bank this morning that, while holding its key interest rate steady, a negative rate, by the way, which we have talked about, if you remember that. But anyway, while not making a rate change, the ECB is going to take a long, hard look at its monetary policy strategy. That is, how it thinks about things like inflation and even how it talks about what it's doing. If that sounds familiar, that's because it's exactly what Jay Powell and the gang at the Federal Reserve are doing. And they are doing it, the Fed and the ECB, because they have been wrong about inflation and wrong about wages and wrong about growth for years now. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer starts us off.
Central banks in the U.S. and Europe use a key tool to control inflation, raising and lowering interest rates. But that hasn't been so effective lately. The European Central Bank is trying to find out why and whether it needs to factor things like climate change into its economic models. ECB President Christine Lagarde says she's also looking for answers from the public.
Really, to be able to listen to the expectations of the people, to better understand the economic concerns.
Lagarde says it'll be like the Federal Reserve's listening tours. They're part of a review the Fed is doing of its policies. So, are central banks admitting they made some mistakes and need new strategies, or has the global economy changed so much that even the best tools won't work?
Well, could be a little of both.
Frank Notaft is a former Fed economist, now chief economist at CoreLogic. Notaft says the central banks were slow to recognize the financial crisis, but eventually expanded their toolkits.
So I just think periodically, a refresh, a review, I think that's just a good practice in general.
And the world has changed a lot. Georgetown Government and Foreign Service Professor Kathleen McNamara says there's one theory that increased productivity from technology will keep inflation low no matter what central banks do.
And there isn't the sort of room that we used to have for pressure on prices and wages.
The Federal Reserve and European Central Bank reviews are expected to be wrapped up later this year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.